guarding the last outpost of freedom, like a beacon of light to the world, and exercising our freedom of speech like we're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark. And brother, it's starting to rain.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You've heard of the smell test, right?
Right.
I mean, where basically you gauge or otherwise judge the trustworthiness of someone or something. It's just in your gut.
Oh,
you're just like...
I thought the smell test was how you tell if the milk's gone bad.
No, that's a completely other,
other
test
smell
whatsoever.
Tests?
But yeah. No, I'm talking about the smell test where something just doesn't smell right.
Okay.
It just doesn't look right. It doesn't feel right. There's something not quite right. Everything on the outside, the veneer of it all...
looks good.
Absolutely.
But there's just something that has you at... dis-ease.
At dis-ease.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that disease?
Well, if it smells bad, it might be disease.
Well, there is a disease in Washington, D.C. We'll get
I'll
to that,
that
here in just a moment.
Yeah.
But you remember when the news came out about Kevin McCarthy, what that is, Republican leader
In the House.
Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah.
That he was rooming with Frank Luntz. Remember Frank Luntz?
Yeah, I remember.
You know, he's
Frank
the guy
Luntz.
That does the polling and the questions, and he's been on Fox News, he's been on CNN, et cetera, et cetera. They were rooming together.
Right.
Okay. It's nothing. It's two guys rooming together. Okay.
In Washington, D.C.
In Washington, D.C.
I mean, neither one of them, that's their permanent home, so they have an apartment, it saves rent.
Well, and actually, Frank Luntz, not to get off into the weeds, Frank Luntz owned this apartment building.
Oh, okay. All right.
But they roomed together.
Okay.
And, you know, Frank Luntz, by the way, you know, used to be pretty conservative.
He was on the conservative side.
But
he's
now...
drifted a bit.
Now
he was never a fan of Trump.
Oh. Well, yeah. Now he says he no longer identifies as a Republican.
Hmm.
He was a critic of the Republican in the years after President Trump took charge of the party,
right.
Became president of the United States.
Luntz was an establishment Republican. He was a Bush Republican.
Okay. So if you're the House Minority Leader
for
the Republican Party,
right,
Kevin McCarthy,
right,
can you room with a guy who basically disagrees with everything you do all
sure,
day long?
Sure, because conservatives...
Oh, come on, Stephen.
Conservatives believe that people have their own rights and their own opinions, and you can be friends with people who disagree with you.
You can, you might be able to be friends. Can you live with them? I mean, can you live with
depends
someone
upon how long I have to see them.
Who
I mean,
disagrees
or,
with you.
Or how virulent those conversations get. I
so,
mean, is it a cordial disagreement or is it a toxic disagreement?
I understand, but the House Minority Leader, his job is to promote the Republican Party, the Republican Party interest. And guess who is the leader of the Republican Party? Donald Trump.
Right.
So if the guy you're rooming with
dislikes
Donald Trump, disavows the Republican Party... I mean, it would seem those two individuals would be relatively incompatible.
Okay, it's possible.
But it turns out, actually, they're not. In fact, Kevin McCarthy, roommate to Frank Luntz, Trump hater, turns out that Frank Luntz, not a big fan of Donald Trump either.
Kevin McCarthy, you're saying.
Kevin McCarthy is not a big fan of Donald Trump either. And he's a big, fat liar. Okay, now, the reason that we know this and what we're talking about is that there is a recently released audio recording, telephone conversation between GOP leader Kevin McCarthy and Rhino Republican Liz Cheney.
Yeah.
Now, they were talking, this was
she's not really a Republican anymore.
Well, anyway, this was January the 10th.
Yeah.
Only days after the...
January 6th, the 2021.
In 2021. And so Kevin McCarthy and Liz Cheney were yucking it up about, well, is he going to resign? What do you think, Kevin? And let's just pick up that conversation right there.
My gut tells me no. I'm seriously thinking of having that conversation with him tonight. I haven't talked to him in a couple of days. From what I know of him, I mean, you guys don't know him too. Do you think he'd ever back away? But what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to call him. This is what I think. He's already passed the house. I think there's a chance we'll pass the Senate even though he's gone. And I think there's a lot of different ramifications for that. Now, I haven't had a discussion with the Dems that if you did resign when that happened. Now, this is one personal fear I have. I do not want to get into any conversation about him pardoning that kind of thing. No discussion.
Okay, the audio is hard to hear, but here's what he's saying. And we wanted you to hear his own words, him in his own words, because what he's telling Liz Cheney is that he plans to go to the president of the United States, then Donald Trump, and say, look, I think these impeachment resolutions that were circulating in the House,
I think they're going
to
pass,
are going to pass. And it is my recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
This is, again, this is the minority leader of the Republican Party in the House. It would be my recommendation, he says he is going to tell President Trump that he should resign. Then he goes on to talk about how what President Trump did, which, by the way, he doesn't mention specifically, but he says what President Trump did on January the 6th is unacceptable and that nobody can defend that and that nobody should defend it. Now, I called him a big fat liar. The reason I called him a big fat liar, which I am absolutely fed up with folks lying in this country, this culture of lying has got to stop.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
The reason we call him a big fat liar is because when the New York Times issued passages of a book that was being published by New York Times investigative reporters Jonathan Martin and Alex Burns, when they released the passage of the book that says that McCarthy told Liz Cheney that he was going to tell Trump to resign before the end of the term, guess what Kevin McCarthy came out and said?
No, I didn't.
Absolutely not. His spokesperson, Mark Bednar, said McCarthy never said he'd call Trump to say he should resign. And then in a tweet, Kevin McCarthy, again, in writing, says, the New York Times reporting on me is totally false and wrong. And then he goes on to beat up on the media, et cetera, which we certainly can appreciate the fact that the dishonest media
is often dishonest. But when you make the New York Times look like the honest one, you've done a disservice to all conservatives who are complaining about media dishonesty.
So it's as if, so now he lied.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, it's as if MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, the New York Times all colluded to say, hey, here's what we're going to do.
Right.
We're going to release transcripts or we're going to
rather recording
passages. Well, first, the passages from the book that's not published.
Right.
Let them come out, their dishonest selves, Kevin McCarthy, come out and deny it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to release the audio recordings.
It's a trap, they said. And he fell for the trap. See, people can't get you in a lying trap if you just don't lie. Right. If they've got the recordings and they're going to say, hey, I'm going to release a passage, and then you lie about that passage, then they've got you.
But here's
you just don't lie about it, they don't got you.
Absolutely unacceptable. He then went on to say that he believed that Twitter and Facebook should delete the accounts of lawmakers who were supporting Trump's claim of a rigged election. And I quote, he said, we can't put up with that. Can't they take their Twitter accounts away, too?
Wow.
This is supposed to be
the leader of the conservative right.
And again, it just didn't smell right. Just didn't smell right. Rooming with, what's his name?
Frank Luntz.
Frank Luntz.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the former president of Honduras was arrested and extradited to the United States overnight Thursday night. Juan Orlando Hernandez was president of Honduras from 2014 until January of this year. The Justice Department has charged Hernandez with drug trafficking and conspiracy. His brother, Juan Antonio Hernandez, was arrested in Miami in 2017 on drug trafficking and murder charges and is currently serving a life sentence.
Okay, that's all good and well. Mm-hmm. Are we going to hold the president of the United States as an accessory to drug trafficking?
How so?
He's not protecting the southern border. He has no interest in stopping drugs, the flow of drugs, of human trafficking coming across the border. I know I'm saying this tongue in cheek, but
he's not enforcing the law.
Am I wrong?
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, a man in Tennessee is facing up to 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to defrauding the government. George Thacker admitted he took $600,000 from the Paycheck Protection Plan, and instead of spending that on employees, he spent the money on cryptocurrencies and other personal investments. In addition to the possible jail time, Thacker faces up to $250,000 in fines.
But see, this is part and parcel with liberal ideology. Just throw money at issues and into programs and to policies. Let's not worry about, you know, whether or not they're actually achieving their stated objective. Let's just throw more money at it. You know, sometimes you've got to think things through and put policies and procedures in place to keep people from defrauding you.
More money, more fraud. Third thing you need to know before tomorrow, in New Orleans, the city has renamed the famous Lee Circle, the area that once featured a 16-foot-tall statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee atop a 60-foot pedestal has been renamed Harmony Circle. The statue was removed in 2017. The decision to rename Lee Circle to Harmony Circle was unanimous by the city council. New Orleans has continued to rename local landmarks that had been named for Confederate leaders. Last year, Jefferson Davis Parkway was renamed for Norman C. Francis, a former president of Xavier University.
You know, how rich is that? You've got a mayor mm-hmm. that embraces Black Lives Matter, that embraces critical race theory, and yet she wants to rename a city street Harmony. Harmony for who?
We'll be right back with the American Mamas. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink
feel so
is
good.
Very pretty. Listen, my sheets.
Really?
Those geese sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the
My
towels
pillows.
Are awesome too.
Yes.
They dry good. They're a great size.
And
but I'm going to get those slippers because someday I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code. For
are
your
you
going to
get
be
me some slippers? Because I won't order
some.
Them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll
Deal.
Do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
Hey, man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
If you say what you wanna say and let the words fall out.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sarr Abalone.
This just bothered me when I heard this. We all know Jesse Waters from Fox News, right?
Funny guy.
He used to be, what, the executive producer for Bill O'Reilly.
He did Waters World.
Back in the day.
Yeah, he'd go do
I'm Waters, and this is my world.
And he would go out and he'd interview men on the streets type stuff. Yeah.
Okay, so he's on Fox. I think this is The Five. And he's talking about how he got his now wife, his new wife, by the way.
Okay.
You know, his ex-wife and his kids, you know, that's all part of the past.
But
his brand new wife, who is 14 years his junior.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just pointing this out. Take a listen to how he got her to start dating him.
I was trying to get Emma to date me. First thing I did, I let the air out of her tires. She couldn't go anywhere. She needed a lift. I said, hey, you need a lift? She copped right
in the car.
Does
she know this story?
No, she doesn't know this story.
Does she watch your show?
Jesse Junior does.
You're basically the Zodiac killer.
It has a happy ending.
Really?
Yes, we're married.
Oh, boy.
Did you really do that?
Is that the first time you did it, or did you use that before?
It works like a charm.
Oh, okay.
He's a scumbag. I mean, come on, man.
Come on.
First of all, he says it has a happy ending. For who?
Right.
For his children? For his ex-wife?
Well,
He was cheating on this woman, on his wife, with this woman.
Well, let's just focus on her, though. Because everything he did to meet her was under false pretenses. So it's the fruit of the poison tree, isn't it?
Well.
So you say it's a happy ending, but is it really?
I mean, for who? For him. I suppose it's for him. I'm sorry. This just bothered me.
Yeah, no, that's the problem.
I was just like, you know, and there's a lot of people I know that watch him and, you know, think that he's a great guy. And, you know, maybe he is. Maybe are we being too harsh here?
No, you got to do the right thing in the right way for the right reasons.
I mean,
he may have wanted to date her, but that's not the right way to go about it.
It's more of the ends justifying the means.
That's right. That's exactly right. And the ends do not justify the means. The means must be a justification in and of themselves. It is not okay to deflate a woman's tires so you can meet her. Just as it's not okay to deflate a woman's tires so that you get her to stop driving an SUV because you believe in climate change. It's not okay. Jesse Waters has just done the same thing that eco-terrorists are doing.
A happy ending. Huh. For who? That's what I want to know.
That's
for who?
That's very disappointing. Very disappointed in that.
Well, this is Waters, and that is his world.
Yeah, it's not okay in anybody's world. Okay, we got a question in for our American mamas. Dear mamas, did Pat Sajak just hashtag me too Vanna White?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama, mama.
I told me not to come. She said,
and joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Netteville and Denise Arthur. This came up last week, you know, at the end of the Wheel of Fortune show. They do this little cross banter if they have a little extra time, just a couple of seconds.
Kind of like we do sometimes.
Yeah, Pat will come over and say, whoa, what about this thing on this other thing?
Yeah.
All right, so here was Pat Sajak. You'll get to hear the whole thing. You tell us what you think.
Are you an opera buff at all?
Yes, I'm not a buff, but I like opera.
Have you ever watched opera in the buff? I'm just curious.
No.
I would have said no, but a guy named Buff took me to the opera one time. I mean, it's a word show, for God's sakes.
It was a play on words.
How long have they been? They're like the oldest.
They're like siblings.
Yeah, married couple. I mean, you know, they're like that. Like I used to say, I was a work wife with Dr. Brown.
And the audience laughed because it was a joke.
But somewhere out there, Terry, what happened?
Well, Twitterland went crazy, I guess, and wanted this big Me Too moment. And you know, so I guess people are going back and forth. And I said, you know, I think people would actually love our commercial break conversation sometimes.
Here in the studio?
Even more than when we're on the air because we are our real selves.
Really, it's Terry and I subjecting Steven to colorful things he probably would not want to hear.
And I'll tell you, I have an irreverent brand of humor that very few people No, I mean, they look like, because I don't drink or whatever, people have this mindset that I'm just this, you know.
Straight-laced.
She's Sandra D, if you spend an hour with her, but she got some Rizzo in her. I'm just telling you.
And that is my favorite brand of humor. I love to shock my mom. We all do. And so we, you know, this is kind of one of those things that I would have absolutely said, and it's kind of tame for what I probably would have said.
Well, it was. It was just a word. It was a play on words.
So why are we taking it to this level? Why are we, is this the woke cancel culture that we're in now, that you can't even say a joke that can remotely
be spun around?
I think
they just didn't get it. The bunny didn't come.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, now that's kind of interesting, because of people in Hollywood, Pat Sajak is one of the most conservative. And if you go through and read his Twitter feed, it is full of conservative little quips. He's not mean about it, but he does have a dry sense of humor, and his...
He's always been dry.
So do you think that's it, because he's conservative, that they're trying to cancel him?
Very interesting.
Correlation is not causation, but...
That's interesting.
Look, if someone on the left makes a little joke like that, do they go after them as hard?
Well, they immediately they were like, cancel him. Yeah. He needs to be canceled. Yeah. He needs to be fired. He needs to... What?
I think you just hit on something. I think that's it, because you're
right.
Wait.
Please rephrase that. I did not hit on anyone.
That's a good one.
Okay.
But I think you did just touch on something, because...
No, I did not touch anyone.
See? You can't
I don't
say
know what
anything.
To say. What it's I'm trying wrong. To say is, I think you nailed it.
Oh, no, you can't do that either.
I don't even know what to say right now, Denise. Oh. But what you're saying is right.
There we go.
Because you are...
See,
if you're a conservative,
what happens?
If you're conservative, they want to cancel. They find a reason. They will put a nail in your coffin. They want you gone. But if it is somebody that is an elitist, a liberal, they get away with everything. And then all they have to do is apologize.
Girl, they slap you on a national stage in front of...
I like to be
a million
slapped.
People. I'm just saying.
I'm kidding.
You're right. I mean, I think they're just running out of stuff. But, you know, I've always said, I think they have like a gazillion minions, and they're just, everybody's watching for something. It's like playing whack-a-mole. I'm telling you, they're just waiting for somebody.
I hope that Pat Sajak just takes this with a grain of salt.
He's
like,
so dry. He probably, I don't even think that he would ever... bow to that business.
See, this is one of those things, because Pat Sajak, one of the comments that I did see online is Pat Sajak and Vanna White have been friends longer than the people who are complaining on Twitter have been alive.
Right, exactly.
They've been friends, like close friends, since the 1980s.
Yeah. Incredible. So what do you think the best response to this is? Would the best response be for them to just not even mention it at all?
Yeah.
Would the best response be for Vanna White to say, oh, get a life, guys. We've
no,
been
because
so
they
long.
Would think she was coerced into that. She has to do that to keep her job.
So
caring.
The best thing to do is to keep our mouths shut when there's this
just
mob.
Just ignore.
If you're the victim of the attack, if you're the center of the attack, I really do think it's best not to do anything and let others come to your defense if they want to.
Okay, I see.
Don't feed the monkeys at that circus. Yeah. I'm just saying.
my pastor has a phrase that a man who defends himself will never be great.
That's right.
If you spend all your time defending yourself from slings and arrows, you never figure out if any of them have a point. So these are...
That's really good.
I think I'm with Denise here on this. Just let them go.
Because you know how hard it would be for me to keep my mouth shut.
I'd keep you from.
I have to keep your mouth shut.
But I'd come to your defense for you.
Me nice. Too. Same. You know I would.
Thank you.
Put them up.
Especially if it's funny. If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville, Denise Arthur, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
There's more fresh roasted American Ground Radio brewing, so stick around. That's good radio. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now. right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these, folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. There is a low-pressure system moving from Washington, D.C. across the country, and it may get a little bumpy. Please return to your seats and keep your freedoms fastened.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sar Avalone.
No, I think we talked about this last week. We said, look, you know what? If you're going to teach our children about their sexual identity, mm-hmm. or...
Well, no. Not their sexual identity. If you're going to teach your children about what you think their sexual identity should be, if you're going to indoctrinate our kids into your philosophy of sexual identity...
In our public schools,
right,
for example.
With my taxpayers paying for you to teach my kids something that's absolutely not true.
Then why can't a parent come into the classroom and teach about Jesus Christ?
Right.
I mean, seriously, if we're going to be teaching about that.
Because if you're teaching people that they can change their gender, that is a religion. That is not science. That is 100% just based on faith. Faith in what? I'm not sure, because it's not faith on anything that's written down.
So there is a Louisiana teacher who says basically the same, that if educators can teach her children about gender identities, mm-hmm. why couldn't she teach them, those same students, about God and how God doesn't make mistakes? Take a listen.
If schools are allowed to teach gender identity to elementary children, then I, as a elementary educator, should also have the freedom to teach them about how God was not confused when he designed them. I should be able to teach them about Jesus and how God created them, a boy or a girl, on purpose and for a purpose. If you have the freedom to teach my child that they might be confused about their gender, then I should also have the liberty to teach your child that God did not make a mistake when he created them. I think it's time we even out the playing ground.
I kind of agree with that.
Okay, well, wait a minute. There's a lot of folks who say, wait a minute, stop right there.
Uh-huh.
That's not my family's belief about Jesus Christ.
Mm, interesting. It's not my family's belief either that you can change your gender
uh-huh.
under whim.
Aha. Uh-huh. So why is it okay for one political ideology
uh-huh.
to be able to impose its beliefs on others.
And again, when we're talking about something like being able to change gender, that's not just a political ideology.
Okay, but
that gets into more of a spiritual ideology.
Well, even if you don't get into that.
Okay.
Even if you don't get into that, the fact of the matter is, if your family's belief system is such that you can't choose your gender.
Right.
You don't believe that, but yet it's okay for that belief system to be imposed upon your children. But if you want to talk about
what you believe in,
if you want to pray in school,
if you want to tell some self-evident truths,
if you want to say a prayer before a football game.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
But folks say, oh, well, you can't impose your beliefs on us.
What are you doing?
I mean, what's good for the goose should be good for the gander.
It's time to dig deep. Working in a coal mine, going down. We say on the show all the time, the greatness of America comes from the greatness within you, right?
Within me. Yeah. I know.
Not just you.
Not just me. No, everyone. I got it.
There's greatness inside every person.
Some people don't realize just what greatness is inside them.
I think most people go through life without ever fully realizing the greatness that's within them.
Absolutely.
The more Americans we can get to reach their full potential, to realize their full greatness, the stronger our nation is as a whole. That's a fundamental belief we have in the show.
That's how we can make a better America.
So why do we make it so difficult for people to achieve their greatness, to pursue their happiness in this country?
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? Is this more critical race theory and trying to even the playing field? Or the equal outcomes?
This is a new report out for the Institute for Justice called Barriers to Business. It looks at how cities across America make it very difficult for individual people to start up a new business, to achieve their personal greatness. Okay, you've got an idea inside you. You've got something that you want to do. You want to pursue your happiness. You want to start a new business. You are going to have to pay. You're going to have to jump through some hoops, and it's going to take a long time to get that accomplished.
But that's because we keep electing people to offices that don't have any experience, any business experience, so they don't really know. You know, it's hard to know what someone needs unless you've walked the walk.
But see, the government,
not
the
just
city
talk
government,
the talk.
The city governments are not interested in what the businesses needs. The city government's only interested in their own power. And that's why they create complexity. That's why they create delays. And that's why they increase costs.
You know, I get that. But I'm also more inclined to say it's they don't know any better.
Okay.
So I'm just saying.
So this report looks at how difficult is it to manage the red tape? How long does it take to get approval for your business to start? And how much does that whole process cost?
Okay. All right.
They looked at a couple of different industries. If you want to start a restaurant, a bookstore, a food truck, a barbershop, or home tutoring.
All right.
Let's start with complexity. The number of forms you have to fill out just to start your business. How many pieces of paper do you actually have to sign and fill out these forms? Okay. So if you want to start just a home tutoring business in, say, Phoenix or Philadelphia, you have to sign 7 different forms.
Probably the Secretary of State, your local
New Orleans
City Hall.
New Orleans, you got to do 8. If you want to start a restaurant in New York or Atlanta, there are 20 different forms you have to fill out. In Boston, it's 22 different forms just to start your business.
Wow.
If you want to have a barbershop in Boston, it's 21 forms. In New York City, you have to have 24 forms. You have to fill out more forms for a barbershop in New York City than you do a restaurant in New York City. All right, let's start with how many agencies are involved? Because the more agencies that you have to go to that are involved, the longer it's going to take to get the approval.
And all these agencies have their hand out,
by the
way.
They all have their hand out, and they all have their own little fiefdoms, and they are completely in charge of their domain, and you have to lick their boots and kowtow. All right, let's just start with home tutoring, because this is the one that actually is the easiest to start in most of these cases, home tutoring. So if you want to start a home tutoring business in, say, St. Louis, Missouri, you have to go to 8 different agencies just to educate kids after school in your own home. In New York City, you have to go to 9 different agencies if you want to do that. If you want to start a restaurant in San Francisco and Newark, New Jersey, you have to go to 11 different agencies. In Minneapolis, you have to go to 14 different agencies. And if you want to start a bookstore in New Orleans, you have to go to 13 different agencies in New Orleans and 16 in Newark. Again, you have to go to more agencies to start a bookstore in Newark than you do to start a restaurant in Newark. That's ridiculous.
It's absolutely. And it's inefficient. But see, absolutely, that's the way government works. I mean, they're spending other people's money on other people, which is the least efficient way to administer any resources whatsoever.
I am glad you brought up money. Let's talk about the total cost. These are just the fees to get the approval. This isn't your first month's rent. This has nothing to do with your business. This is just the paperwork and the approval process.
These numbers are astounding.
Home tutoring. If you want to do a home tutoring business in Phoenix, in your own home, it's going to cost you $500 for the paperwork. In Jacksonville, Florida, it's going to cost you $1,588 just to be able to tutor kids after school in your own home. If you want to start a barbershop in Minneapolis, that's going to cost you $6,956. In San Francisco, a barbershop, the form, the paperwork, costs $14,305. And if you want to start a restaurant in Minneapolis, that's $13,973. In San Francisco, it's $22,648 before you can even open your doors. That, again, that doesn't include your rent. That doesn't include any
salary. You know, you say there's no good reason that it should cost that way. But you've got to understand, the people that you're electing to office, they believe that those who start businesses, they're rich. And the rich deserve to pay more. They can afford it.
No, you're not rich if you're starting your own business. You're poor for a long time. You hope to get rich in the future, but you're not. And why should we make it to where it's so expensive that only the rich can start their own businesses? Not only is that not good for individual people, but because it's not good for individual people, it's not good for the city, and it's not good for the country. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
If you enjoy hunting, fishing, or just love shooting, your destination is Red River Range in Shreveport. Red River Range features 19 indoor shooting lanes, all with a touchscreen console, and every lane has 100% fresh air. If you like to hunt, there are 3 100-yard lanes inside and 2 archery areas outside. If your family wants the fish, there's a stock fish pond too. Join us at Red River Range, located in the heart of Shreveport. Get more info at redriverrange.com.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a 6-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in 3 little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah.
time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, there are reporting and recusal requirements for federal employees when they are in negotiations for outside employment. Now, Jen Psaki has been in negotiations with MSNBC for literally months.
For a new gig with them, yeah.
But at the same time, and she's disparaging the competitors
Fox News.
MSNBC at the same time.
Yeah.
So there are federal requirements for her to report and to recuse herself. And she hasn't done it. I mean, she's, I think she's openly skirted the law.
I am sure that as a Democrat in a position of power, a high-profile Democrat who is obviously breaking those federal requirements, I am sure she's going to be punished to the full extent of the law.
Oh, and I'm sure it keeps her up at night.
Like every other Democrat that is... Oh, wait.
Well, you know, she's crying now. Those tears are just falling, saying that, you know, basically, you know, Florida's education law, you know, don't say gay.
Yeah, which,
you know,
that's
which
not what the law
it
says.
Doesn't say that. And so she was crying. I mean, there were tears. I mean, she really broke down. And my question is, what about the young girls that are being raped as they're being trafficked into the United States across the southern border?
No, that's not sad.
You know, what about the 13 men and women who died under Joe Biden's failed leadership in Afghanistan?
What about the girl who was raped in the restroom, the girls' restroom at the high school in Virginia, because the supposed transgender boy was allowed to go into her restroom? What about her? We're not crying for her? I didn't see Jen Psaki's tears. And that story should have made her irate.
But see, this is the thing about the left. It's their tears are, they're so opportune. I mean, they're
It's politically motivated. It's not morally motivated.
It's not real. It's not real.
We need a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. My future's so bright. I gotta wear shade.
Okay, LaRon Singletary was the chief of police for Rochester, New York, back in 2020. That's when the mayor of Rochester, Lovely Warren, blamed Singletary and the police for the death of a man named Daniel Prude. Now, Prude was in police custody. He was spitting on officers, and then he keeled over and passed out and died. The autopsy cited excited delirium because of his being restrained. It also, you know, mentioned in passing, the guy was high on PCP.
Oh, but these, come on. No, this is just police brutality.
Yeah, so
it's the abuse of power.
The mayor blamed the cops, and Singletary resigned in protest, and so did his entire command staff for the city of Rochester. He said, as a man of integrity, I will not sit idly by while outside entities attempt to destroy my character. He later sued the city for defamation and for creating a hostile work environment, and the city settled with him for $75,000. And what's more is the mayor was eventually kicked out of office after pleading guilty to campaign finance charges. Now, you ready for the bright spot? Singletary is running for Congress on a law and order platform in Rochester, New York. Take a listen.
As Rochester, New York's chief of police, I suffered through Democratic politicians' efforts to defund and dismantle my police department and their liberal hatred of law and order for what they naively call racial justice. It isn't just divisive, it's dangerous, and it's made our communities unsafe. My name is LaRon Singletary, and I've had enough of the dangerous agenda from the liberal left. I am a former police chief, a former Democrat, and I'm running for Congress as a proud Republican to end the madness and fight to keep our communities safe.
Wait a minute. This is an African-American.
It is.
And he's running as a Republican.
He is.
Does he realize that is the party of racists?
I don't think he does.
No.
You know why?
Because it's not.
Because it's not.
Historically, that is the party
it's
of the
party of Lincoln.
The abolitionist.
Right.
I mean, okay. Well, that's a very powerful statement.
Now, as he mentioned,
yes,
he was a Democrat.
He was.
He was a lifelong Democrat, and he is now running as a Republican. Here's him telling about why.
I grew up a Democrat in a Democrat household in a Democrat city I love, but I simply will not stand by while today's liberal politicians put us in danger. This is not our parents' Democratic Party. They're obsessed with political correctness instead of strengthening our communities. Defunding the police, releasing dangerous criminals without bail. It has to change. And it starts by changing our politicians.
It's almost like he's listened to the show.
No, but that is a great point, and I don't hear it enough. And mm-hmm. that is, this is not your parents, your grandparents' Democrat Party.
And indeed, the media will lie to you. And I'm saying this because I've seen them put it in print numerous times. They say the Republican Party has become so radical. But no, the Republican Party hasn't changed. It is the Democrat Party that has become so crazy.
Right. Well, the left
they're
is
the ones
right.
that have changed the most.
Well, the left is the party of projection.
Think of the things that the Democrat Party stands for now, and then think back to during Barack Obama's, when Barack Obama first became president, he was not in favor of same-sex marriage, much less teaching transgenderism in elementary schools.
But you know who was? Joe Biden. No. Joe Biden is the one that came out, and he said, he outed Obama. He said that Obama agreed with him. And so after that, Obama was like...
But Joe Biden didn't always think that that was right. Look, I don't know if...
Like abortion?
I don't know if...
That's another subject.
If Laurent Singletary can win. His campaign opponent won the last election by 20 points. And his campaign opponent's got $500,000 in the bank. Singletary only has $130,000. But in a red wave year, it could be possible. And I do think it's a good sign and a bright spot that more and more people are leaving the Democrat Party. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there. And they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down. I'll go, I know. They're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink is very pretty. Listen, my sheets.
Really?
Those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome, too. Yes. They dry good. They're a great size. And but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll
deal.
Do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow, your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
If you enjoy hunting, fishing, or just love shooting, your destination is Red River Range in Shreveport. Red River Range features 19 indoor shooting lanes, all with a touchscreen console, and every lane has 100% fresh air. If you like to hunt, there are 3 100-yard lanes inside and 2 archery areas outside. If your family wants the fish, there's a stock fish pond too. Join us at Red River Range, located in the heart of Shreveport. Get more info at redriverrange.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
All right, so that man that was charged with shooting commuters on a New York subway train last week.
Yeah, the one with the long social media history talking about how he was going to do violence on people he disagreed with.
Oh, but they didn't talk about the violence. They didn't talk about his race. They didn't talk about... And many people might say, well, why is that important? Why is that important? Well, every time there is a mass shooting of any kind or gun violence... What do they always say?
The most dangerous people in America are white conservatives, right? That's what the media always says. The most dangerous people in America, white conservatives. And yet, if you have a black man go on a mass shooting in New York City, our largest city in the country, in their mass transit, no, we don't talk about that because that doesn't fit the narrative.
But see, the FBI and the tech giants,
right,
they completely missed all of these violent rants about how he was going to basically get a gun and do some harm.
And why would they miss that?
But they put ordinary law-abiding citizens who have something to say positive about President Trump or something critical of President Biden. Put them in Facebook jail.
Or real jail on trumped-up charges, as they've done with the Michigan governor. You look at it, you got to be like, whoa.
When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
Tammy York fell asleep in her living room while watching a movie on TV. I think we've all done that, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But this time there's a problem. You see, Tammy had a candle burning, and the wax from the candle dripped onto the carpet, and it started a fire all while Tammy was fast asleep in her chair.
Oh, my.
Fortunately for Tammy, she owns a cat named Mandy. Mandy's a black and white American short hair tabby, and Mandy is a good girl. You see, when the fire started, Mandy jumped up onto Tammy's chest, and when Tammy didn't wake up, Mandy started slapping her in the face. That got Tammy up. Tammy immediately started choking from the smoke and was able to get herself and her cat out of the house safely before calling 911. On Friday, the Highway 58 Volunteer Fire Department in Chattanooga, Tennessee, presented a plaque to Mandy the cat, saying she was a true hero for saving both of their lives.
That is a perfect story.
Wow. May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.